You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Athletic.
Hi Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at Anfield where it finished Liverpool 5, Norwich City 2. Coming up, we'll bring you all the post-match reaction that you need. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference and my colleague Andy Jones will drop by to give his take on what was an ultimately emphatic victory for Klopp's side today. So it's all over here at an emotion-fuelled Anfield. Liverpool safely through into the last 16 of the FA Cup, where they will face either Watford or Southampton of the Championship. That pursuit of glory on four fronts is still very much alive. And certainly a day at Anfield that I don't think anyone will forget in a hurry. Of course, a sense of sadness and I think appreciation around the place as well of what Jurgen Klopp has given to this club over the past 8.5 years. And of course, people still come into terms with that shock announcement on Friday that this will indeed be Klopp's final season in charge. And the manager had beat the drum and urged everyone to kind of ensure that his future wasn't a distraction and that there would be focus purely on events on the pitch. I think probably there was a bit of wishful thinking there, because I think it was obvious that Liverpool fans were going to want to leave him in absolutely no doubt about what they think of him. And he joked that Liverpool fans have stopped listening to him already by chanting his name. I think there was only 53 seconds on the clock when the cop burst into their first rendition of "I'm so glad that Jurgen is a Red." And it just got louder and louder as the afternoon went on. And, it's difficult to put into words, isn't it, what Jurgen Klopp means to the people of this city and Liverpool supporters across the world, because, you know, the transformational impact that he's had in terms of where Liverpool were when he came in and where they are now. And, you know, he said the other day that he believes the best memories are still to be made. And, you know, and you certainly wouldn't bet against it with where this team are at the minute, because I spoke to Virgil van Dijk after the game and he said, you know, the players are just so determined to ensure that this era ends with glory. And that he said, if anything, it will just provide them with even more incentive to keep going. And it was certainly a day when the players did well, I thought, to kind of not be distracted by all that emotion off the pitch. And because, you know, they had a job to do and they did it emphatically. Liverpool were far too strong for David Wagner's side. And it was a day again when the caliber of the young talent emerging from the academy really came to the fore. I mean, James McConnell making his full debut, you know, that's a day he won't ever forget, and he could be really, really proud of his afternoon's work in that holding midfield role. I thought he was combative and aggressive, put in some great tackles, won the ball back, I think, 8 times over the 90 minutes, and also was very good in possession. Great assist for the opening goal.
McConnell plays it perfectly at the back post for Jones. An assist for the youngster and a goal for Curtis Jones.
You know, a pinpoint delivery to Curtis Jones who nodded it past the keeper. And yeah, he thoroughly deserved the standing ovation that he got, McConnell, when he was substituted late on. And Connor Bradley just goes from strength to strength, doesn't he? You know, this kind of run in the team that he's had came out of the blue really for him with Trent Alexander-Arnold's injury down at Arsenal 3 weeks ago. But It's remarkable how he seized his chance. He's just got better and better with each performance. And again, today, you know, he got two assists. He should have had a hat-trick of assists because Cody Gakpo missed an absolute sitter in the first half. But yeah, the Northern Ireland international is just so impressive, both defensively and offensively. And of course, it was him winning the ball back. Lovely 1-2 with Diogo Jota that led to him, that Bradley teed up that second goal for Darwin Núñez. And praise for Curtis Jones as well, because I thought he was great again today. It's kicked on so much over the course of this season, Curtis, and adding goals and assists to his game. And I know he won't get the assist for the third goal because it got a touch off the defender, off Ben Gibson. But that forced the error. It was Jones's pass and vision that forced the error, and Diogo Jota proving that he is the most lethal finisher in Klopp's squad with a pretty emphatic finish. And then, of course, you know, if you're Norwich, the worst possible sight was Szoboszlai, Van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, Andy Robertson coming off the bench, because that's the last thing you need when your limbs are getting weary. But Klopp certainly showing no sentiment to his good mate David Wagner, because Liverpool, they got some fresh legs on and continued to just cruise away from Norwich. And Van Dijk getting the fourth when he nodded home, Szoboszlai's corner, and then the fifth one deep into stoppage time when Conor Bradley, his cross shot across the face, nodded in by Gravenberg.
And Bradley's arriving, and there is the fifth, Gravenberg.
That put the seal on a fantastic afternoon for the Reds, and I think especially when you look at it in the context of what they've got coming up, it's huge to have Robertson, Szoboszlai and Alexander-Arnold back fit again. You know, the bench today looks so strong. You know, Alexis McAllister was given a breather. Klopp has been able to rotate to keep people fresh. And yeah, I think everyone went into January with a bit of trepidation because, you know, you're losing Salah and you're losing Endo to international duty. The injuries were really starting to mount up. Yeah. Liverpool have come through it remarkably well. When you look at the results, still fighting on four fronts, and now that injury situation clearing up, it's only Thiago Bacetic and Joel Matip, of course, a long term absentee that are still missing. So yeah, loads of emotion at Anfield today. Of course, Klopp, the absolute centre of attention. It's the start of the long goodbye, as the countdown to his exit in May begins. But yeah, he couldn't have asked for any more than what he got today. So first up in his press conference, Jurgen Klopp was asked how pleased he was that his players delivered such a professional performance in the circumstances.
Really good. Like the game. It's a difficult game. You play against an opponent. Obviously, it's going for counter-attacks, which is absolutely fine, 4-5-1. So we have to get used to it with all accounts. It's like just, we could have, we told the boys in halftime anyway, we could have passed with a bit more purpose, a bit more direction, a bit quicker in moments, but it's difficult. I saw one or two diagonals we tried, which were good, but then through the wind didn't arrive and then we didn't do it anymore. That makes not too much sense. Scored anyway two goals. Wonderful, conceded a set-piece goal, which was well executed. We could have done better in that situation, for sure. But anyhow, and then, yeah, saying that it's clear. When you're as dominant as we are, it's clear that if you keep being dominant and improve in some departments, you will create more chances. What was it? Pastor was the third goal, right? This wonderful half-volley, blah, blah, blah. That was the direction you needed. It was a difficult ball for the defender to defend, I would say. And then we could score there, yeah. And then another screamer from Norwich, and we could finish the game off all good. Could bring the boys back, could give them minutes, which is very helpful. The kids showed up, were involved in four out of five goals. That's great. So actually nothing really to complain.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Well, Klopp was then asked about what it was like for him having to deal with so much emotion on the back of that announcement that he will leave the club in May.
It is, but my job is to... I have them, okay, it's not always easy, but I have to put myself together and don't get... But I received all the messages the people send. I'm not made of wood, and so I get all these. I said not too long ago, don't sing the song during the game. People obviously stopped already listening to me. That's good. It's fine. We won the game. We scored after that. So superstitious, if ever was, is done as well. A reason for being superstitious in that case, and it was great. But it's the first game after that, and I'm not here to tell the people what they have to do. It's just we play on Wednesday again, and evidently could ignore for 95 or 100 minutes that the manager's leaving at the end of the season and just do everything to make it as uncomfortable for Chelsea as possible. That would be great. And I know the people know that as well, and so don't have to say it. But it was a wonderful afternoon in all parts of it.
Well, then the conversation turned to the strength of the young talent emerging from the Kirby Academy, and in particular that highly impressive full senior debut from James McConnell.
Yeah, and you don't know a few yet, so maybe you know them, but they were not with us yet on the pitch and stuff like this, but there's a lot to come still, so really there. Today Bobby Clark didn't come on, and I think he did particularly well in the last few games. Trey and Dancy are special as well from the U18s. Kumas. There are a lot of really good players coming up still. So, yeah, that's academy is a good moment, I would say, producing-wise. And it's wonderful. James is probably would consider himself rather as an eight, but a midfielder probably should do if you don't play your whole life on a six. But he's a smart footballer. He has the necessary aggression, the vision, and all these kind of things that he can play on that position on six. Did it really well today. And on top of that, a good footballer, how you saw, not only saw with the cross for Curtis, but as well in a lot of other moments. It's really nice. Connor, same, just really good. Kwanzaa, not sure how long we still have to talk about him as an academy graduate. He is, yes, great, but actually he's now settled, I would say. He can still improve, of course, because the age. But he's an important part of the squad, like they all are. And we wouldn't be where we are if the boys wouldn't have been there. You know, there's no chance. And that's why it's so cool to have them. And it's not about me giving them opportunities. It's about them knocking on the door that I can't ignore it, actually. And that's what they did.
Well, Klopp was also asked about the absence of Alexis McAllister from the matchday squad.
I would say last game of the season, decider or whatever, he could have played, but in all other games not, because he felt a little bit, and we just said no, then I don't want to know more. So that's just it. We gave him a rest. I think he should be ready for Wednesday.
And finally, I asked Jurgen Klopp about the significance of getting Andy Robertson back out there and Alexander Arnold and Szoboszlai too. You know, three such gifted, experienced footballers, having them back available and fit and firing at such a pivotal time in the season.
So Trent and Dombey are not too long out, but I think they would say too long anyway, but Robert was really out for a long time. So, and each minute they can get now is really important. And today that helped as well to share intensity again. Darwin we took didn't take off because he played bad or whatever, of course not, so because just the amount of games we played and will play. And then the same with Joey. Who did we take off when Trent came on? Winger? Curtis. Yeah, then probably. So, but it's all good. We could share the minutes. That was the most important thing, and could win the game. And now, that's it now. In 4 weeks, we play the next FA Cup game. So, in between, until then, we play just Premier League, if I'm right. So, let's do that and one final. Yeah, and let's do that. Let's make sure we are ready for that. Because it's not about, the boys are back, it's great. But we played pretty good without them, to be honest. So it's not about who is playing, it's about how we are playing. And we have to make sure that we are the one team. No, Chelsea doesn't want to play against, and Arsenal doesn't want to play against. So let's see what we can do with the players we have now available.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
All right, Reds, Andy here, just back from Anfield as Liverpool continue to build momentum and continue in their quest for the quadruple as they swept aside a championship knotted side who weren't able to put up much of a fight as Liverpool sort of ran rampant and were deserved winners. You know, obviously there was a fair few, well, it's fair to say it's been a few days of forgetting that Liverpool had a fixture after Jürgen Klopp's announcement on Friday. But it was the first time that obviously fans were able to begin to say their goodbyes, which will continue for the rest of the season, and the Kop and the rest of Anfield were in great voice. I think it showed the Klopp had to try and keep his emotions in check for You Never Walk Alone, and you know, within the first minute of kickoff, his song was being sung by supporters, and you know, Liverpool there was no over emotion to the performance. It very much did feel like business as usual, and that's what Klopp, you know, preached in his press conferences and interviews after his announcement, and that was the case. And again, loads to be really, really pleased about. 5-2, I think, you know, I think in the end probably summed up Liverpool's dominance. Again, you know, the youngsters, we keep talking about them, and that's because they keep performing. You know, Kwanzaa, you know, really good again. Conor Bradley continues to amaze, really. Another spectacular performance where he just looks the part, looks so comfortable. You know, again, goal contributions. You know, the one first half is just brilliant, and winning it back and then, you know, knitting the move together, really, to play Darwin Nunez in. And, you know, he's just such an outlet on that right flank. I think there's a lot of Andy Robertson qualities that he's got, and, you know, he's a great option for Liverpool. And I think any sort of worries about the right-back area now that, you know, you've got Robertson back, and, you know, Gomez can play both full-back positions and is playing really well, and you've obviously got Trent as well. There doesn't seem to be, you know, where Liverpool were looking really, really low on, you know, experienced or reliable full-back options not so long ago. They've got plenty now, and Bradley's another one you can add into that. And then, of course, you had James McConnell, who, you know, came in as a number six, and wonderful pass for Curtis Jones to open the score, and beautifully weighted. Couldn't have done it any better, really. Really confident on the ball, really calm on the ball, constantly looking to offer, you know, an option, a passing, you know, angle, and then looking to move the ball forward whenever he could. So, you know, really, really, really pleasing performances. And then obviously some of the more experienced players as well. You know, Gravenberg gets his goal, which, you know, will give him confidence and looked like it meant a lot, even though it was, you know, the fifth in a game that was already done. So, again, plenty to be pleased about. The biggest thing was when you looked at that bench, and, you know, you felt a little bit sorry for Norwich in one sense with the game and the way it was. And then, you know, Klopp, and then you look to the sideline, and here comes Szoboszlai, Robertson, Van Dijk, and then Trent. Not what I imagine Norwich players would have wanted to see. You know, Liverpool are about to get some really important players back for a really important stage of the season. Robertson, Trent and Szoboszlai have all been missing for you know, different periods of time, but to have those as options is really important. Just improves the strength of the squad, increases the depth, and it's, you know, more options for Klopp to use and rotate, and allow Liverpool to stay fresh as they try and continue this quest for a potential quadruple. As the Liverpool fans were singing that they were off to Wembley, which we are, for the League Cup. Hopefully it'll be the same story in the FA Cup, and with what is, you would say, a pretty favourable draw from the possible teams available in the next round. Southampton or Watford, again, Championship opposition. There's every chance that it's another, you know, well, it is a great chance to progress to, you know, even further in the competition. And then, you know, again, hopefully the fight on four fronts continues for as long as possible. And as we continue to say goodbye to Jürgen Klopp, which began today, of course, there'll be a lot of happy goodbyes and hopefully a lot of trophy lifting goodbyes as well.
So that's it from us here at Anfield. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. I'll be back alongside Tony Evans and the rest of the team on the Walk On podcast ahead of Wednesday's showdown at Anfield with Chelsea. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you then.
The Athletic.